saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for January 27th, 2025. So in today's topics, we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve. They're meeting in 2 days. Yes, in 2 days, they're going to tell us what exactly they're going to do. I'll tell you what they're going to do. Then we have the stock market. The equity markets are just getting hammered across the board right through here. We're going to talk about that briefly. And the main reason before all that is Treasury yields tumble and flee to safety moves as U.S. stocks brace for heavy losses. So that's our report for today. So my name is Dan Frew. I do this report every day. I'm your nationwide mortgage loan officer. Hopefully, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking for to buy that first house, maybe you're looking to refinance because rates are going to come down quite a bit today. I'll show you the market reaction right now to a lot of this. So I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, I'll explain all that at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get to our topics for today. So the news for today is, well, let's just go over to rates. Rates are basically flat as a pancake right now. This is where we ended on Friday. So what's in store for this week? Well, first off, we're going to go through here. Federal Reserve's meeting in 2 days. What are they going to do? They're going to do absolutely nothing. But it's the tone and the forward-looking that we're focused in on. So right through here, there is a 97% chance they're going to do nothing because the federal funds rate currently is 4.25 to 4.5, and that's where it's supposed to stay at the next meeting. So right now, there's really nothing there that really should have the Federal Reserve shocking us or coming out with anything that we're not really prepared for. Next piece of this puzzle is right through here. Dow tumbles 200 points. The AI trade's starting to get a little frothy, and they're saying, well, China's saying that maybe it's not as robust as they think. So right now, people are saying, okay, what do we do with all these gains? What do we do with our money? So what a lot of people are doing right now is they're doing this. Treasury yields tumble in flight to safety move. So here's what we're talking about. And I've mentioned this several times throughout my videos, and that's why a lot of times I show you what's going on in the equity markets, what's going on in the oil markets and things like that, because it all plays a role when it comes to interest rates. So right through here, here's what's happening today. A lot of people are just they're starting to see this red across the board, and they're like, okay, we made some huge gains in the indices. So like last year, the S&P was at its second year in a row with gains over 25%. So the equity markets are a little frothy, especially the AI stocks. So now with some data coming in from China, the AI trade's starting to be a little bit, well, what's really going to go on? So now people are saying, okay, we're going to take our money out for now. We're going to put it in its safe havens. What are safe havens? Bonds. So let's get over to the bond market to see how markets are reacting to this. So the first thing we want to do is go over to here. This is what we focus in on my channel because we're really focused in on real estate. So how do we figure out what's going on with mortgage rates? Well, right through here, the mortgage-backed security bond. So this is what we follow here on our channel. Okay, it is up 25 ticks. So what this means is if a bond price goes up, this is what you're seeing right through here. That means mortgage rates or yields on interest rates are going to come down no matter what the bond is. Well, what we follow here on the channel is mortgage bonds. So when the mortgage bond price goes up, yields come down. Let me explain it to you. And I try to do this once a month just so you get it. Okay, so let you understand on how bonds really work, because it's really necessary, because when you start seeing stuff like this and you start seeing, okay, well, this is up 25 basis points. Well, mortgage rates most likely are going to go up because this is a mortgage bond and the numbers are going up. No, that's not how it works. Let me explain to you how the bond market works, specifically mortgage bonds. Okay, so here's how this works. You buy a bond, and a bond is just a piece of paper. It's like an IOU. So the person owes you money back when the bond matures. Okay, so it really depends on how much you pay for that bond initially, because the end result is always the same. So let's say, for example, in this purposes, the mortgage bond trades for $100. And I'm just going to say that usually trades in increments of 1,000 and so forth, but let's just make it simple. It's $1,000 for the bond. Okay, so let me show you how, as the price goes up, the yield comes down. All right, so today I'm going to pay you $50 for that $100 bond. All right, so you're going to give me the bond. Next year, when that bond matures, it'll be a 1-year note, just to make it simple. I buy my bond today from you for $50. You give me my bond. I hold it for a year. Now it matures. I give it back to you in a year, and you give me $100 because that's the face value. So I initially gave you as my investment $50. I got back $100. What was my rate of return? I doubled my money. So my rate of return was 100%. Okay, let's make it simple. Let's jack up the price to make it simple, $100. Okay, so today I give you $100 for the bond. You give me the bond, the coupon. I sit here, and remember, the face value, that's $100. And you might be sitting here, Dan, saying, Dan, that's not prudent investment. Well, that's what my point is. So I give you $100 today. You give me $100, the bond. I wait a year, and then I give you the bond back, and you give me my $100 back because that's what I paid you, a higher price. So what's my yield now? I gave you $100. You gave me $100 back. Zero. So at a lower price, remember I paid you $50, my return was 100%, so the yield would be 100. If I pay you a higher price, the yield comes down. In our case, it was zero. So that's how the bond market works. So right now we had bonds up 26 ticks. That's going to bring bonds down maybe, just maybe, in the 6% range by the end of the day. And I do my videos at the end of the day also to show you guys what's going on in the background. So that's basically what's going on right now. So we have the stock market really taking it on the chin. So people were moving to safe havens. What are they buying? They're buying bonds, and mortgage-backed security bonds are one of those bonds. So that's what's pushing up the prices right now through there. So that's what we're seeing right through here. Let's get over to another interview that we have through here, and this is another former Fed official. He's going to tell us what his expectations are this week from the Fed. So let's get his take on this, and then when we come back, I'm going to show you the economic news on any other economic data coming in this week. Then I'll give you all my information to see how you can work with me if you're looking to buy that first house, maybe looking to buy your first investment property, or maybe even looking to refinance in this market. So let's get over to the former Dallas Fed President Kaplan and get his take on the market for this week with the Fed.
The Federal Reserve meeting this weekend is likely to hold interest rates steady this time around, despite President Trump's calls for rates to drop immediately. Joining us right now is Robert Kaplan, Goldman Sachs' Vice Chairman and former Dallas Fed President. Good morning to you. Let's just start right there. Is it the right call to stay steady at this point, and then we'll get into the Trump of it all?
Yes, it's the right call to stay steady. Inflation progress is maybe not stalled, but it's going sideways, and you've got four or five big structural changes underway and about to unfold. And so, the right thing to do is to do nothing in this meeting.
Okay, but getting to some detail about what you just said there, which is you said there's about four or five things that are about to unfold. What's on that list for you?
So, first of all, you've got potential government spending cuts or an ability to bend the curve of government, so-called DOGE, and a shift away from government-directed spending. People know that's coming, but I don't think they realize that's likely to be disinflationary, and we're going to have to see what they're able to do and how that unfolds. You're going to have the beginning of a regulatory review economy-wide in every industry that is intended to improve productivity growth. You're going to have an effort to improve the efficiency of the whole energy sector, not only encourage more drilling, but pipelines, processing, et cetera. But on the other hand, all those three things could be disinflationary. The two that are got to watch, one, we're deporting illegal immigrants, some fraction of them. We just don't know how far that's going to go. And is it going to go so far as to make costs in the labor force, particularly service sector costs, sticky? Are we going to actually shrink the workforce? Are we going to just limit the growth on the margin? And we don't know the answer to that yet. And then on tariffs, is it a negotiating tool? Are we going to do them across the board? And the big question for me on tariffs, if you're going to do tariffs on certain countries, I think it's essential that we leave open this corridor between Canada and Mexico and the U.S., because many U.S. companies use Mexico, for example, for intermediate goods that allow them to domicile here. But the point is, we don't know what the decisions on that are going to be. And so we've just got to wait and see how it unfolds.
Robert, I agree with virtually everything you just said, though I'm surprised that you're raising these issues, in part because one of the things that Jay Powell and I think so many members of the Fed board like to say, at least, is we can't really try to project out what's going to happen on the fiscal side. We don't know what Congress is or isn't going to do. We can't really try to anticipate what President Trump is going to do. We need to watch and wait, in which case you will invariably be 2 or 3 months late on just about anything because you need to sort of watch and wait to see the numbers come through.
Yeah, so, and they're right. So privately, I would be in my former seat and in my current seat, I'd be talking about all these structural changes actively with my team. And as I'm doing right now with clients and our own team here at Goldman Sachs. However, in terms of policy, I want to wait until I'm clear on what's going on before I leap into it because it's uncertain. I think what Trump, as you can see, is trying to do is get the Fed to look through some of these changes. And I think what I think is important to do for the Fed is be patient. Right. Don't act until you have confidence about what the picture looks like. And I don't know how long that will take. I know it's not January, and I'd be open-minded about when it will be, but I know it's not January.
Robert, I don't know if you had a chance to see Face the Nation yesterday, but J.D. Vance was interviewed and specifically was talking about trying to bring the price down of groceries, specifically yeah. spoke about trying to bring the price of oil down, arguing effectively that if you can get the price of oil down, therefore the cost of shipping and delivery and everything else goes down. Do you think that's going to happen? How quickly is that going to happen? How should folks in the market be thinking about that?
I think they're absolutely going to try. And so they're going to ease permitting for refineries. They're going to ease regulation for refineries, which process gasoline. They're going to make transmission, if they can, easier, you know, through pipelines. They're going to encourage not only industry here, but Saudi Arabia to drill more. The tension there is going to be the industry is happy to drill in the 80s or high 70s, not as happy in the 60s. But I think this administration really wants to get the price down into the 60s or below. So there'll be some tension. But yes, I think they are very determined to do that.
And then what do you make, though, of the sort of jawboning piece of it, which is about Jay Powell, about the Fed? You've now heard a number of times where President Trump has come out and publicly declared that he should have lower interest rates. I know you're going to say he's independent, but how much of that just can live rent-free inside the heads of people who are on the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, so this is where, for me, the best way to approach this is take it one meeting at a time. Keep an open mind. What Trump obviously would love them to do is speed their analysis, speed their assessment of these new policies, and act sooner even than what they're comfortable. And I think that the job of the folks at the Fed in this case is to do their analysis and don't act until you have confidence. The other issue is inflation progress is going sideways. And so I think at 4.25, 4.5, I don't think it's wise to cut any further. And so that's another reason to pause. Having said all that, if you really see progress soon on government spending cuts and other actions, I think the big surprise may be, yeah, people are concerned about tariffs, and I am too, and about labor force growth. I think the surprise may be more organic CapEx versus government-directed CapEx may turn out to have a more positive effect on inflation than we believe. But we don't know yet, and we have to let it unfold.
Wow. So you even have the officials, the former Fed President Kaplan works at Goldman Sachs, one of the biggest investment firms in the world. And he's even saying, we really don't know. It's going to be meeting by meeting by meeting. Here's the problem with a lot of this is, when you're going down this avenue, here what the Federal Reserve did last time is they said, okay, we're going to let inflation run a little hotter, longer. So here's my analogy of this: they have a GPS and they're going along, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, we have to turn. Well, let's just hold off for 1 minute. Let's delay this for a second. We missed the turn. So now that's what happened in the past. Are they going to do that again this time, keeping interest rates too high for too long? Because every analyst is saying, well, inflation came all the way down where it is. is, and now it's sticky where it is. Well, it's still below that big rate that we had previously, and the Federal Reserve cut 100 basis points, but is that enough? So that's what the markets are trying to digest right now, and the uncertainty behind everything. We got tariffs, we got energy bills, we have, you know, frustrations with the Canada and Mexico and everything else, and they're really reluctant. You can see how they're reluctant to talk about immigration and things like that, the disruption it possibly will have in the workforces, and all these are dynamics of all of this. So that's why we talk about all these pieces of the puzzle each day. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have for the week. Really nothing in today. New home sales, that's not going to change the Fed's direction. On Tuesday, we have durable goods orders and consumer confidence. And then on Wednesday, we have the Federal Reserve coming out and telling us what they're going to do. And then here's the two pieces of the data they really need, or they need prior to, or it would have been nice prior to the meeting, GDP and initial jobless claims. Thursday's coming in. And then we have the number one inflation figure that the Federal Reserve monitors is the PCE. That's coming out on Friday. So the Fed's coming out on Wednesday telling us what they're going to do, and then major pieces of their data that they need, or we're going to need it, I guess, at the next meeting, is coming out right after they tell us what they're going to do. So do they know these numbers? You know, I don't know. They should have an inkling of what they're going to be. So it'll be interesting on what the Federal Reserve does this week. So that's my report for today. Right now we have bonds going down, still down 27 ticks. So this is what we see on the live bond market actions right through this point. It's up 27, so we might just see rates ticking into the high sixes today. So if not today, maybe tomorrow. So tune back in later today to see how this direction goes. But if you're out there trying to buy your first house, here's the first piece of advice I want to give you. Go to optoutprescreener.com. Here's what happens when you apply for a mortgage and or you apply for a car loan. When we put in your credit report order, what happens is financial institutions buy the data. Okay, they're buying data that we pulled your mortgage credit report. So now they're like, okay, this person needs a mortgage. So they're going to start calling you. They don't know anything about you. They don't know anything. They're just going to sit here and promise you the world, and who even knows who they are. So please go to optoutprescreener.com, put in your information. This will make it that when you put in an application for a home mortgage or a car loan, your data is not sold to many, many institutions out there, and then they're going to start calling you, emailing you, and all that other junk stuff behind the scenes. So that's what that does. But if you really want to get some answers, can you buy a house in 2025? Do you qualify? Would it make sense to refinance in this market? That's all the things that I can hopefully help you with. Again, my name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this for 35 years. I would love to assist. I work at a company called ServBank. ServBank's the number 10th largest mortgage servicer in the whole country, which is really good. And then the next piece of this puzzle, we're also a mortgage broker and a large one. So here, our slogan for 2025 is this: one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over 40, maybe 30 different lenders, between 30 and 40 different lenders. So if you can navigate this on your own, here's what I tell people, then do it. God bless you. Go out there and get in 20, 30 quotes. But if you don't really know what you're doing, or you don't have the time, or you want to use our services, I'm going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. You don't have to in this situation. So if that's what you're looking for, go to therateupdate.com. There's three different things you can do here. You can click the apply now button right up through there. We usually don't like you to do that, but you're more than welcome to. We want to talk to you, and you should be wanting to talk to us. Just because here's what a lot of people do that's absolutely wrong. They want to go after the lowest rate and the lowest fees, period, no matter what. Well, if that's what you're looking for, that's probably what you're going to get. Okay, so if that's what you're looking for, please go out there and try to look for that company. But if you want our assistance with this, visit us at therateupdate.com. Schedule an appointment with me, Alan, or David, or you can scroll down to the bottom of our website right through here, and you're going to get our 800 number as well as my email address. So feel free to give us a call at 844-775-5626, or shoot me an email at dan@therateupdate.com. If you just have a comment, just leave your comments down below. But if you want to ask a question, please email me, and I'd be more than happy to answer. But please put in your name and phone number so I know who to call back, and I'd be more than happy to call you and go over any questions that you have after the fact. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. But we're looking at rates coming easing off today, maybe in the 6% range by the end of the day. Take care. God bless. Keep warm. See you later. Bye-bye.